You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's happening? It's Robert Kelly here. I'm back to tell you about one of my favorite sponsors, deepdiscount.com. Okay, let's talk about deepdiscount.com, a website loaded with CDs, vinyl, DVD, and Blu-rays, video games, and more. See for yourself. Go to deepdiscount.com or just click their logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Deep Discount eliminates the need to spend the night searching for something to watch on Netflix or demand. Instead, go to Deep Discount, find the movies you want to watch, buy it for a really great price, and then you have it on hand forever for viewing at your leisure, whenever you want. And this week, they're having an awesome 80s sale. That's my year. That's when I was a kid. Nearly 2,000 DVD and Blu-ray titles from the 80s are on sale right now. I went to the site. I got Halloween 2, which is, I think, better than Halloween 1, more scary. I got the Jackie Chan Police Story 1 and 2, which is, I love Jackie Chan. You can't find those. They're hard to find. I also got Punky Brewster, and I got the Roseanne first season, because I love checking out old shows like that. I got that. We were going away on vacation. They had no cable, no Wi-Fi. We're in the place. They had a DVD player. I bought all this stuff off of Deep Discount, and it made the vacation. At night, we come in, watch a movie, and then the kid would go to sleep. Me and Dawn would watch some TV shows. It was great. So make sure you go to Deep Discount and go get your favorite copies now. The name says it all. It's deepdiscount.com. Everything is deeply discounted. This week, you can also pick up Snatched with my pal Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn. It's called the funniest movie of the year by some reviewers. So go check that out. Get your copy now on DVD or Blu-ray for a really great price. Deepdiscount.com, or just click their logo found on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy it, own it. Watch it when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount. Max, who's your favorite sponsor of my podcast?
A chipper.
No.
Yeah.
Deep Discount.
Deep Discount, I love.
Who are they? Deep Discount dot what?
DeepDiscount.com.
Chipper. Ugh. Bennington, Dan Soda, Ari Shaffir, and the great Mike Calta is here. Welcome to, feel free to take your microphones out of these midget stands.
It's little person stands, Robert.
I feel like we're going down on people, like this is how you learn how to suck cock.
I like that we need any learning. Room seem fuller by spreading everyone out so that no one sits in between anybody. All right, first bomb down.
Someone's a pessimist right out of the gate. Who would have thought it wouldn't have been you, Artie? What's your name again?
Ari.
Artie.
I'm from Boston. I have a hard time with the R's.
We look like the sad version of the Justice League.
Who would I be?
Not Flash. You'd be slow.
You motherfucker.
What am I supposed to say? You look fleet-footed? You don't.
Did you say fleet-footed?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's an alliteration, and it made a third of the people laugh.
Nobody knows what fucking fleet-footed meant.
Well, in corporate Dan speak, that's success.
Who would you be if you'd be Captain America?
I'd be
you?
Wonder Woman, honey.
Oh, you're such a corporate asshole.
Who would
I'd be the Hulk.
The Hulk's not the in Hulk goes the
back to, but the Hulk goes back to normal sometimes.
That's a fucking great point. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, who would Mike Calta be? Spit it out.
Superman. He's Tampa Man.
Tampa Man? That was very safe.
Yeah.
He just fucks strippers?
Yeah, smokes cigars, fucks strippers.
Yeah. He takes his shirt off and gets
most of his life is spent driving over a bridge.
He loses his powers in Newport Richie and Bradenton. He's just like, oh, what happened? I was so famous just 5 miles ago.
Oh, my God, there's my...
Hey!
Oh, there he is. Oh, this is going to be trouble.
My son.
Hi, buddy.
From New Faces.
Yeah. New Face. This is the guy who won Best of the Fest this year.
He's got 7 development deals.
Hi, buddy. Come over here. Over this way. Looks like the mummers are in town.
Yeah.
I have a spider on my back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not right next to your dad's monkey.
Yeah.
They got to learn. You got to teach them when they're young. It's in the DNA.
That joke was better than the. I was going to say his mother has something on her back. Come over here, puppy.
I'm just coming.
What's up? You want to sit on my lap?
He's trying to lift your leg with no.
Yeah, I don't want. I don't want to watch your son slip a disc at 4. You know. I'm like, Don, I'm sorry that you're going to pay for the back surgery. Here he is. You look so cool, dude. I like that haircut.
Well, it's...
Hey,
it's
on my lap? I don't know you.
Oh, that's
ladies and gentlemen, Tampa Man!
That was good instinct. Did you see him squirm as soon as this guy grabbed him? He's like, no.
I would have got to the candy eventually.
Oh, put it on here, okay? What do you have to say?
You say.
Okay, you say.
Oh, I like the director.
Do you have a fun time?
Yeah.
You did what you do with Mama?
Does not like the mic.
You're gonna take over this podcast someday. You better get your shit together.
I do see a podcast with you and Steph Curry's daughter. Wow. That was pretty good.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought
you're
it was
right.
Good.
That was
your favorite superhero? Oh, you say, who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Yeah, Batman. Everybody, let him hear it. Batman. Batman.
Yeah, he knows this Justice League at least.
A Justice League. All right, buddy. Well, listen, we're going to do this podcast. I don't mean to give you the boot, but you're not really cutting it. Yeah, I thought you'd do a lot better.
Yeah.
You really are as delusional as a new face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did good. I did good. I think it was good. Was it good?
Yeah.
All right, I love you, buddy. Go say hi to Mama. Sit in the back, okay?
I'm sitting here.
Yeah, that's better.
We need to see for a degenerate comedian to come up here.
I have a, we have a very special guest that showed up. Jim Norton is in the house, but Max took your microphone. We gotta give little Jimmy his microphone back. Is that okay?
I'm using it.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he really does get it from his father.
Dad, it's my mic. Why do I gotta give it up?
Can we? Okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna give that mic to Michael. We're gonna give that mic to Ron. This is gonna be our mic. Look, give that mic. See the big guy? That looks like Daddy. Okay,
I'm way better looking than Daddy.
Come on up, Jim. And we're just gonna move down a little. We have a chair. We have a chair right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just grab that chair. Okay, just sit right here. There we go. We can all squeeze in here.
Yeah, there's Norton taking a microphone away from a baby.
That's right. Who was that?
What's going on, you piece of garbage?
Great impression.
Thank you very much. Yeah. He's a different person, but I do sound like him when I put my mind to it.
I thought Chip was going to make an appearance today.
I know, but Jim forgot Chip's wigs. And it's just at 49 years old, it's too embarrassing to talk like that in front of strangers.
Why don't you just go?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you love Chip?
Yeah.
Who's your? How much you love Chip? You know Daddy hates Chip, right?
Do you know Daddy is Chip?
Is it based on me, you son?
No.
You're not Chip, Dad.
Do you know how happy that makes me?
He just screamed, "You're not Chip, Dad."
And you'll never be Chip. Stop trying to be Chip.
You will not be Chip, everyone. It was a funny joke.
Okay. Good boy.
I mean, it almost is like his podcasting skill was passed down.
Okay, and the one at a time.
Someday you're going to fire Chris Scopo on air.
Son, this is my Chris Scopo, and now it's your Chris Scopo.
And the best thing is, this is going to be the argument they have when he's 17 and he wants the car. You're never going to be Chip.
Joke.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense.
He shrugged. All right, listen, you got. No, you gotta go sit with your mother.
Oh, I just
no.
got here.
You want me to throw him out so he doesn't hate you?
Well, okay, 1 second, because we gotta.
It's like Don running away.
Is my wife up here?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Good.
You don't even. Why are you clapping for her?
Why?
Because of what she has to put up with.
She's like a first responder.
He really wants to stay.
Okay, listen. Ma, where are you going? You're leaving?
If she takes him, he's going to cry. You know that.
And then.
All right, listen, Max, give me 1 second, okay? You want to sit up here with that? Yeah. All right, let me just talk a little bit, okay? You got it?
Then you can you give it back?
Yeah, he'll give it back.
Yeah, we'll give it back.
Yeah.
He's got to taste the podcasting. He doesn't want to let go.
Bobby, why don't you whisper your questions into his ear, and then he could ask everybody.
Okay, here we go.
Dude, what's your theory?
Whisper longer questions.
Are you coming on this trip, Joe?
What?
Yep.
I never said Joe.
Bob, you're making him bomb.
Thank you. Here you go, buddy. That's for you.
The big one? Why does he get the big one?
Listen, he's
what,
the
you
drunk.
Want the big one?
It's not
even on. Immediately knows it's him.
Kid knows if he's got a live mic or not.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Is
no,
that
no, it's no. Bobby can't figure it out that it's not plugged in. The kid knew immediately.
Bobby just tripped longer by the fake mic than his own son.
I just gotta let this happen.
Bobby's like, Dad, now you guys can hear me, right?
Is the funny joke from Sirius?
All right.
Yeah!
We're taking this baby to Sirius. Right. Get Wicklin in here.
Okay, yeah.
It was a funny joke.
Well, out of all of Daddy's friends, who's your favorite?
Chipper!
Chip is an asshole.
Listen, Maximus, you know Chip's... He's not a... That Jim.
Yeah!
That's all of Jim's fans' reaction to Chipper?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You kind of know it's Jim.
It's from Jim from A Funny Joke.
Oh,
this is right, listen. I hope he yells this all the way out.
All right, now listen. Mommy's going to get you a chocolate bar right now with marshmallow.
Bobby, we're not
trying
to get
you. Yeah,
a waffle. So go and a toy. She's going to go buy you a big toy now. But you got to go right
now. Bye-bye, everyone.
All right, Maximus. I love you, buddy. Give me a kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the podcast. I love you, kid.
I love you, too.
All right, stop. Wow, you really are a ham, aren't you?
If Scopo would have had an eighth of your son's personality, he'd still be
awesome. I have a personality!
Oh, boy.
A personality?
He's a personality, everybody. Clap for him.
Yeah!
There goes a big personality.
By the way, the most important part of that... The most important thing to learn was that you couldn't get him off, and then one go on now, and he's like, "All right, I'm gonna go." Yeah. Wow, that was a nightmare. No, that was great. I love you, buddy. Take care.
I'm right here.
Not you.
Not you.
Bye, honey.
This is the moment where everyone's ready to talk shit about one of your friends until they leave.
Yeah, well, I gotta wait till my wife's out of the room. Yeah.
She looked back, you're in trouble.
All right, what's up? So here we are in Montreal. Who would Jim be if he was a superhero?
Oh, we're still doing this?
I would just want to know what Jim would be. What would his superhero power be?
He'd be trans man.
Yeah!
You can always spot the trans person. No?
I like it. Let's do it. Let's do a six-picture deal.
Six-picture deal. Well, how many times have you been up in Montreal?
This is my third time.
Your third time. All right, you've been up how many times?
Seven or eight,
Chimbo?
Oh, Bob. maybe 10 or 12, I don't know.
10 or 12?
With the nasty show, sure, maybe 10.
But you never got up with new faces, right?
No.
You never got up with new faces?
Nope.
No.
They told me to stop trying.
I never did regular new faces. I did JV new faces.
Unwrapped?
That's new faces.
Unwrapped.
Stop trying to be one of us.
I'm not trying to be one of you.
No, I'm not.
I didn't do comedy in the 80s.
Neither did I, you fucking
plot.
Yeah,
well, I was close, though.
Early 90s.
Yeah. It was first Clinton administration.
Did you have Clinton running for office jokes?
Yeah.
Me? No.
Yes, you did. I say, smoked pot and didn't inhale.
Yeah. I love Bobby as an early 90s political comic.
There's actually some comics that still do Clinton jokes that we know.
Who?
What are you going to do?
I was really hoping you were going to spill the beans.
I'm not going to spill the beans. What do you think? I'm stupid.
Okay.
I'm not powerful enough in this business to spill beans. Plus, I like beans.
All right. Is it Louis C.K.? That's why you can't say it?
No.
The most powerful man in Hollywood.
No, it's not Louis. He never had a fuck. He's not political. Does he have political humor?
I don't know. But I would love to see you as a svelte fucking 92 Robert Kelly fucking combing your hair back between Clinton jokes.
So would his wife. I'd love to see you.
That's not funny.
It was a good one.
Nice.
I saw a picture of you. You used to be fat.
I was bad.
Oh, my. You fat. You look like an ugly woman when you're fat.
That just hurt. See what I mean?
Back in the day, you were big. You were really big. Tough crowd. Because you've been skinny for so long now, I forgot that you were ever fat.
I was bad, yeah.
You were bad. You had, like, these rosy cheeks.
You know how I knew I was getting fat? When I was on Tough Crowd one time, and me and Nick DiPaolo were arguing in the office. And this is where we were first creating Tough Crowd. We were doing the first 8 episodes, and it was a sketch where I'm walking down the street, and Nick goes to me, "Oh, yeah, you fat fuck." And he called me that in an argument. I'm like, the fact that he fired that out in an argument as a legitimate thing to say to me, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have to lose weight. But that was what made me go, like, I'm really overweight.
Maybe I should call Nick.
And then 15 years later, you decided to do it?
Yeah. That is a good point. It didn't affect me right away.
Kind of sunk in over time.
Ari, you've never been fat.
No, I was a little bit, yeah, in college. I got up to, like, 250.
Really?
250? Yeah.
What are you now?
I'm at, like, 175.
Oh, okay.
Wow, 250. You were a little chubby Jewish kid.
Yeah, for sure. I would lie on my side, and the fat would, like, hit the ground and mold to the level of the ground.
All right. Describing my afternoon. I went to fucking dim sum today. I took a shit. I thought I was going to pass out on the toilet. I literally went like this. So I was like, I'll just sleep here.
What's a dim sum, Asian place?
Dim sum? Yeah. No, it's a dumb Asian guy.
Oh, Bob, I don't go for that type of humor. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, it's the, you go and you get, it's Chinese breakfast.
Ooh.
You go and you get the dumplings. You've had dim sum.
Not for breakfast.
Why is there a breakfast thing? You keep saying that.
It is a breakfast thing. You go in the... Oh. First of all, Canadian, stop shaking your head. Nobody trusts you.
It is.
You have a room full of people telling you you're wrong.
Stand up.
It is.
Thank you.
But he said no. Why do you only take the one view?
I'm taking the black guy's view. That's what they want.
I've had dim sum. That's what they want.
I finally go to the black guy and you fucking turn on him.
It's not that. His life doesn't matter is what I'm saying.
Can this be edited? It's a brat. Is there any? Do I have any Asian fans?
Black is as close as it gets.
Could somebody go in the hallway and grab an Asian person?
Yeah. Don't tell them what you're doing. Just grab them and drag them in here.
Oh, they'd be fighting like a motherfucker once you got them in the room. What?
Is it breakfast or not?
Dim sum's not just strictly breakfast.
I've had dim sum for dinner.
You can have it.
You can have breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, it's a normal thing.
Cereal for dinner?
Bobby sounds like a kid that was left alone, and he gets to pick his own dinner.
Dim sum for dinner.
It's Asian food. There's no
Ron.
Ronald. I'm sorry. I tuned out once your kid left. I mean, it's awful when we peak early, you know? And that happened.
I told her to bring him in towards the end.
Right.
And did my wife listen? No. She brought him in right in the middle. And then thought he was just going to stay back. As soon as he saw me, he ran up to see me. That would have been a
because
killer.
It was the first time he saw you in months. You know what?
Not this kid.
I want you to bring that kid back in with 4 others and see if you can pick him out of a lineup. He's like, give me 5 fucking minutes. That looks like my mom's eyes. I don't know. That could be mine. Mike, do you have kids?
I do. I have 2 kids.
Two beautiful kids.
And never bring them anywhere.
Yeah.
No, nobody wants to hear your fucking kids on the show.
Oh,
ever.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck? They were laughing.
But Bobby, they were laughing at you for not being able to control your own family. You do a fucking radio show with your kid. Yes, now adult that she's kid. An adult, yeah. You know?
She's a fucking grandmother already.
Yeah.
Your daughter is a grandmother?
Why would you fucking listen to anything Ari says?
He has tone issues. Yeah. Okay? You never know when he's fucking joking or not. He told
I'm
me
always joking.
Oh, that should be the name of your next special. That's true.
I like that.
Somebody call Robbie Cross.
That would catch your eyes on Netflix. Though. Yeah, he's got switching through, and you're like, always joking.
Always joking.
That sounds good.
Ari Shaffir's next 4-hour special. Did I spit my
face? He's the Ken Burns of comedy.
Did I spit in your face?
Yes, you did.
Wow.
Jim.
Why did you turn away? You usually go like this. No? All right, too much. Ari, actually, this is how much I don't know when Ari's fucking off or not. I was hanging out with Jim Serpico and Saletti today, and Bart, we're having lunch, and I'm telling him, praising how nice Ari is, that he took out New Faces and to lunch. He told me the other day he took out New Faces to lunch, and one of the New Faces were there. Jared Fried was there, and he says, "No, he didn't." I go, "No, he sent a letter." He goes, "I've never gotten anything from that man ever."
Unwrapped. I said unwrapped. I took the unwrapped.
But it was unwrapped. But I was like, maybe he's fucking lying. This might have been just, he walks in and just lies and says, "Oh, I took all the New Faces out," and then I spread. They're like, that's how the rumor spreads that he's a swell guy,
right?
And he's really just a hunk of shit trying to get his balls sucked.
I can be both.
But he actually took out unwrapped. The whole 10 unwrapped comics took them all out to lunch.
Yeah.
And you took them out, them, as opposed to the other ones, because they got nothing.
They got nothing.
You take them? Ten?
Yeah, he took them out to breakfast. They all had dim sum.
Which is a fucking breakfast, everybody.
Ronnie, it's a fucking breakfast. And if anybody knows, it's you too.
I don't know.
Let me say that. If it is, that's the saddest breakfast anyone's ever had.
Dumplings? Yeah. You're not really
What's
fat.
The dumplings?
You're not a fat person.
In a world of pancakes, to eat dumplings, sad. Sad.
I mean, you make a valid point.
Yeah.
But that's a Chinese pancake, a dumpling.
That's not at all what that is.
Yeah, that's not even.
Did you ever hear a fucking improv?
Not that bad.
Yeah. Dumplings aren't flat.
What?
Dumplings are plump, aren't they?
Yeah, they're full of things.
Isn't it dumpling? You know, I've been called a dumpling.
Who called you a dumpling?
What's that?
I said, who called you a dumpling?
The hooker that was shitting on his chest.
He goes, "Give me the dumpling."
No, he said that looks like a dumpling.
Yeah. No, she was Asian. I said, "That looks like a dumpling."
That's how you work for it.
On the menu, that's a number 2. On the menu, give me the number 2.
I went. Did you have dim sum ever?
Yeah, in the afternoon hours. Yeah, I have had dim sum or late night.
You never went in the morning.
No.
Has anybody went in the morning? Who's went in the morning? Hey, where are you two going? That was probably industry. That was somebody from some network that came, we should come down. Yeah. We're going to leave. These guys have nothing to offer.
You just walked crackle.
They were big.
We know it's not CISO.
CISO's like, "We'll do it. How about a whole show about dim sum, huh?"
Starring Big J.
By the way, I told you this earlier. Dan did walk his childhood hero, Virgil, the wrestler, last night. Was at the show, and Dan was so excited. And while he was on stage, he saw Virgil just got up.
And it was the worst. Out. Yeah, it was the worst. I didn't even see him walk out. I looked to the right of the stage, talked to someone in the crowd, looked back, and he was gone.
Oh.
And I was like, "Did you just fucking dad me?"
Did your dad leave or die?
He left, then died. He doubled up. We call that a Gary double down. He goes, "First I'm going to leave you. Let you know I'm around for about 5 years. Then I'm dying." But yeah, Virgil walked out, and then it stung. But then you were on Sam and Jim this morning.
This morning they had Virgil on, and we wish he walked the fuck out. Because he wouldn't. It was like hanging with a 4-year-old. I just kept
walking.
The 4-year-old, that was the highlight of the show. No? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you did it with too much emphasis.
You're right.
Yeah, he was a fucking weirdo, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he kept spilling his soda. I was like, two hands, Virgil.
Oh, that was Virgil. I thought that was Sheik. That was Virgil?
No, that was Virgil. Virgil. Sheik is not black.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, that's a little racist to say.
No, it's a fact.
Oh.
Yeah. Sheik is...
I thought you were making a fashion statement.
You know what they say about Virgil? Huh. What Virgil's talent is?
What?
Sheik is not black. Virgil, that was a great joke.
Virgil used to suck his own dick in the locker room.
No way.
What?
Yeah, that was the big rumor among all the boys, that Virgil's dick was so big he could suck his own dick.
I'm sure Virgil started that rumor.
Yeah. I thought he carried it in a handbag. Opened it, sucked it there. Now, Virgil was the million-dollar man's valet?
Yes.
Slave.
Ted DiBiase.
Yeah. Did you say slave?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's Tampa man. It's different rules.
I don't think if you have a big dick, if you suck it, it's that big of a deal. If I suck my dick, that's a big deal.
Yeah. So you're saying it's like when a 7-footer dunks. You're like, who cares?
Yes.
7 foot tall.
Yeah, if you get a 5'8" guy dunk, that's amazing. And in my case, a 5.5-incher, if I could get down on that.
Do you think we'd have to pop both of your hips out of socket for you to suck your own dick?
You'd have to cut him in half and just lay his head on it.
I almost...
Like an airport sandwich? Like an airport wrap where they cut it?
I almost snapped my neck trying to suck my own dick.
When did you go that hard at it?
I found a thing on O&A one day. Somebody had sent something to me on Twitter. It was 4 easy ways to suck your own dick. And it was stick figures.
Wow, they're pictures of car accidents.
And it would look very easy. You lie down flat, flip your legs over your head, grab your penis, and then bring your neck up, and then start sucking away. So I went in the shower, and I flipped my legs over my head. But there should have been a weight limit and a penis size. Do you know what I mean? They didn't.
So they should have done like a load bearing thing?
Yeah,
like,
there should have been like anybody over 250, don't do this because you could snap your neck.
And it's called the roly-poly effect. Your dick will end up in the back of your brain.
Well, it was just me staring at my pud. And my dick looking at me like, what are you doing? And then I heard my neck crack. It was actually a good thing. Like, I needed a crack.
Sure.
But I thought it was going to fucking... I was like, oh, my God, I'm stuck. Like, all my weight was on my body. And it was... I couldn't even get to my cock.
Oh, fuck, that would have been great. If you
and I couldn't get hard either because I was panicking that my neck was going to snap.
Don, Don, come downstairs. You know the director, Paul Feig, broke his neck doing that exact thing? He actually broke his neck. Trying to suck his own dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So same thing happened to me, but it was someone else's.
Did he get there?
Did he get to his cock?
Yeah, I think he came, his neck snapped, and that was the end of it.
That same thing happened to Christopher Reeve?
Yes.
That's not what happened to him.
That's why he got that horse.
He fell off a horse.
I know.
A horse cock.
I know, I'm playing.
So you sometimes even don't know when you're serious. You had to bring it back.
Yeah,
like
I do.
You did with
sometimes,
Artie.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
yeah.
Hold on, everybody. He really did fall off a horse. All right? Stop fucking around. Chris Reeve fell off a goddamn horse.
You have 2 glasses on your head.
You know what? You have no hair on your head. Let's all fucking just... Let's all be fucking friends here.
Oh, man, I love you. I love when you push Ron until he gets real Philadelphia on you. You got 2 glasses. He goes, yeah, well, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh,
I just have a fucking gun in my pocket.
We just lost Norton's manager.
Where are you going, John?
Where are you going,
He's
John?
He's going to get Max.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Be right back.
Where
are
you
going?
Print what?
He's got to print something.
Yeah. What are you going to print? What is it, fucking 96?
Yes.
Yeah.
Prince, that's the worst Coke excuse I've ever heard.
He's printing out Norton appearing tonight.
What are you printing? Who prints anything? What were you going
to
print, Jonathan?
I need you to print that.
Yeah, print that up.
Hurry up. Go print it. Go ahead. No, go print it.
How'd you guys get him to go back and sit back down?
That was shamed him into doing that. Don't get back up, idiot.
Yeah, sit down.
Fucking choose a side.
He really does.
Norton, if he's like this with printing stuff out, what's he like with deals?
Oh, my God. He walks right in there like, we're not sure. He's like, okay, we'll leave.
Jonathan, go get a haircut, too.
Sorry.
He's with a network. He just says, I had this printed out today. Lays it on the table.
It'd be great to have a super weak manager. Like, we don't think so. Like, oh, you don't have to validate either if you're not going to buy it. We'll pick our own parking.
I'm very sad that Chip didn't show up.
Fuck him.
I forgot the...
You don't like Chip?
No, he's a dick.
You really don't like Chip? I don't like Chip either. But my kid loves him. What?
You gotta do the podcast then.
What?
I'll do Chip's podcast, but I'll fucking shit in his face.
Yeah, he'll address
it. The worst. All right. He'll address it.
He'll address it.
Me and Ari, Dan Soder was giving us shit for going away camping, Ari.
Why was Dan Soder giving us shit?
Because he said he was on your show and you were trashing us for going camping for 2 days.
I didn't trash you. I made fun of you and Jay going camping.
Why not Ari?
Because Ari, I know Ari. Ari loves that shit. Ari moved to Asia and went native.
Buddy, he went to fucking Asia.
He went to Thailand and disappeared for 4 months legitimately off the grid.
Buddy,
people
that's always a good sign when a white man does that.
Yeah.
Nothing disgusting happening.
Yeah. It's all good Christian fun, Jim. Yeah.
I was looking for Natalie Hollowell.
Why don't I fucking... I'm an outdoorsman.
No, you are not an outdoorsman.
I've been going to... I go to... tomorrow...
No one believes it, Bobby.
What?
No one believes it.
You saw me. I'm an outdoorsman. I know how to light a fire. Did I light the fire?
You did light the fire.
Shut up. Did I light the fire?
Yeah, you did.
Did I
sure.
cook?
You cooked in the stove.
Yeah. Did I hike with you?
You did hike.
It's great. You're
did
an American
bushwhack with
woman.
You
did bushwhack with me. Went off road a little bit.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you were great.
I'm fucking an outdoorsman.
No, you're not.
Buddy, you're not an outdoorsman.
I know. So I recognize other non-outdoorsmen.
Question.
Yes.
Sir.
Okay, question for you.
Come here for a second. Like, come here.
No.
Come here, sir. We need you.
Oh, God.
Please, right here. Just grab that microphone.
Jimmy's a
sir.
For you. God damn it.
Sir, I'm just going to guess that you're Asian.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to offend anybody.
Uh-huh.
Chinese?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, Chinese. What's your name?
Jack.
Jack the fuck.
Yeah, of course.
What's your last name?
Yu.
What?
All right.
Yes, he had
made up for it on the back end.
Yeah. I know it's hard to pronounce. Yeah.
No, say it again. I'm sorry. What?
All
right. Can you not laugh? Yeah. I gotta hear this. What?
Sounds like he's trying to get is it trying to induce a stroke in Bobby?
Yeah.
So good. Jack.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, Holy shit.
But actually my Chinese name is Xi Zhi Yu, but it's hard.
C-3PO?
No. Yeah, so it's hard. So I named myself
Jack.
Jack, yeah.
You named you Jack.
Yeah.
So your name's not Jack.
Yeah, my Chinese name is not Jack.
No, okay, so your
Chinese name is your name.
Yeah, but I have an English name.
I don't say, my American name is Ron. No, that's your fucking name, dude.
Yeah.
You're Ute, all right?
Yeah.
You're the fucking Ute gone wild. You're the fucking future, dude.
Okay.
You're a millennial.
Jared, where are you going?
All right.
Tell Jim he can go fuck himself. My managers just left. With your managers, what a piece of shit they are.
Your managers just left.
Oh, they suck.
Name joke.
Hey, you?
Yeah.
That's
is that
last
right?
Name.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Is that bad to say?
You ever
have
dim sum? You ever eaten dim sum?
Yeah. Not what? Always. Sometimes.
What time of day do you eat it?
In the morning, of course.
Oh.
Oh no!
There it is.
That's true.
Well.
That's funny. You can all go fuck yourselves. And I'm an outdoorsman too.
You might win the dim sum, but not the outdoorsman.
Buddy, I fly fish. I know how to hunt. I know how to light fires. I camp.
By the way, you just thought that you said you fry fish when you said that. When you said you fly fish, you fucking completely confused him. This guy and you should be your new co-host.
Jack and Bobby.
His Jack name isn't Jack. What's the real first name?
Cedru.
He's got to say his name properly. You have to act like you're being rewound. You have to go, Cedru.
Sounds like
if you wrote it down, it would look like a house with a tree.
Cedru, Bobby's not an outdoorsman.
He literally makes me wonder why that the Chinese only kill their girls. I don't think...
What the fuck?
You don't know that? In the morning,
they have some dim sum and they get rid of the baby girls.
Why would they get rid of the baby girls?
I'm gonna let you fucking handle this. Got a second? No, they're trying to keep their country under $5 billion.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
And why would they keep a boy, though?
Yeah, you keep a boy because, as you know, a boy goes on to earn more and take care of the parents. So you only get one kid.
Right.
Which, am I right about that, you?
Two.
You get two?
No, he's
two. It's changed now. Yeah.
But how is really the whitest lady in the world just confidently going, two?
She has cable.
But it was. It was.
Is that your boyfriend with you right there?
Yes.
Say whatever you want, honey. Whatever you say
but,
is
but it was
true.
Oh, man, one.
It was one, yeah. It was one at one point.
They were killing girls. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Now people should go, yeah, thank you.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
All right. What the fuck you say, bro?
I gotta work on my tone. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. What'd you say?
The last thing you said was they're killing the girls and somebody clapped that. They applauded that statement. I thought that was a strange thing.
Yeah, that is pretty weird to clap at killing the girls.
Exactly, you should be jerking off to it.
What? Why would you, C-3PO? What, C-3?
Yeah, I'm probably not
killing
girls. No, you're not killing girls anymore. Good job.
Right.
No, you guys, that's great. That's
50 or 60 years ago.
Right.
Yeah,
same
50.
Time we were burning crosses down south. We're still taking shit over it, all right? You don't get by this in 50 fucking 60 years.
People in this room were alive when people were doing that, but that's cool. Yeah. I like that he's acting like 50 years ago is a long time. No, we were doing it 10 years ago. We were killing them.
Right.
Dude, that was the 70s.
Right.
Whatever.
Sergeant Pepper came out that year. So we didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
Hey, do you have a sister? See, do you?
No.
Oh, yeah. How can
But you had a couple, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's this?
One child.
What? You had one child.
Did your mom have like three or four stillborns?
What? What do you think, they're gonna keep them and like eat them for like health, like vitamins?
Mm. Well, that's dark.
Yeah. That was a little dark.
Sure, Jack.
Shunjin. Oh yeah, you went there, so you must know his culture.
I just know how to say thank you.
That's all you learned for 3 months.
How do you say it?
Sure.
That's all you learned.
Right? That close? Sure.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sure. It's pretty good.
Soft at the end.
You went to Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
By
worst
yourself.
Tourists in the world, Chinese tourists.
Why?
They're garbage. They're Why pushy. They all want to take their picture and move on. That's all they want. They don't care about you at all. Jack, am I wrong?
Partially.
The ones that tour. Jack, shit on your people for me, please. I need you to.
That sounds like dim sum.
Wow, so
it's very aggressive when you
just want to talk about dim sum, don't you?
No, when you go to dim sum, you have to be very aggressive to get the dumplings you want. Am I right? 3C3PO?
Isn't it a restaurant? Isn't it?
But am I right? It's aggressive. You gotta.
Bob.
Is that bad? Was that bad?
That was bad.
Not at all in 1975.
What?
That's not bad.
How do you know I didn't say anything? I could have said something.
You didn't.
By the way, can we at least agree, since we were doing superheroes, Ute is our Kato, ladies and gentlemen. Let me hear it. That's Kato right there.
Yeah.
What I always thought was the coolest of all superheroes.
I can't believe my manager's left.
Yeah.
Well, I can. Mine's with them.
Where are they?
They're probably just fucking, it's probably a suicide pact they're honoring.
They're all hanging from belts outside.
Exactly. Wow, you bet on a real loser. Yeah, so did you. They're both flying coach.
Mine had a drive. I'm kidding, they flew. I know you really felt bad for them. Well, this is my eighth year up here, and it's weird how many shows you do up here. Like, when you first try to get up here, you do the one show, Nasty Show, or New Faces, if you're Dan.
Hey.
That's not a bad thing.
I didn't do New Faces. I did New Faces Unwrapped, the kind that Ari takes out to lunch.
It's the same thing.
Did you really take 10 Unwrapped out to lunch?
Yes, he did.
That's a showbiz story. They'll be telling
As
that
Ari
one for
Shaffir. Years. As he takes people out to lunch.
Well, kid, welcome to the big time.
Yeah, he wouldn't even accept a tip from those kids back then.
I was in my hotel room eating an apple. That's all I had. Then I got a phone call, and Mr. Shaffir took me out for some poutine. you know what Putin was.
You say you play your cards right, you can disappear in Asia for 4 months.
Or you can go camping with two fat guys for 2 days. Did they, were they flipped out that you did that?
Yeah, they were excited. They got to eat that day, so that was nice.
Where did you take them?
Some French restaurant.
A French restaurant.
How much was it total?
$437, somewhere in that range.
$43 a person.
That's the price of being a hero, everybody.
That's
not
true.
Crazy.
No.
Does it make you feel good that you did that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's amazing. I love that you did that. It's inspiring. And
they
that's get
shit on. They got to pay for their own fucking flights out here. They're the best they can get out of it is somebody to represent them. For real ones took a Greyhound bus like me in 2011. Who?
It was like a 40-hour bus ride.
It's like 8.5. It's pretty rough.
Damn. Is it rough? That's when you make friends on the bus.
I was with Chris Laker. Do you know who he is?
No.
Yeah.
Apparently, he didn't get repped.
I think he did. Did you get repped out of it? Did you get?
Oh, he got everything. I did. I hosted the show he was on.
Yeah.
And he went up murdered. People were just dying. He goes up murders. After, I've never seen anything like it. After the show, outside, there's Dan Soder, literally.
Soder. It's Soder.
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 Well, you know
I'm saying it. Soder. Soder.
There you go.
Soder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Go fuck yourself. So there's Dan Soder. Ugh, sounds so stupid.
All right.
You're just saying the other way because it reminds you of what you're not supposed to drink anymore.
Then his name would be Dan Cum.
In your face!
I walk out, Dan Soder is surrounded by industry.
By Jews?
I was like, it was like pigeons with bread.
It really was. They were up his, I literally went, Dan, and he went, okay. And he just had them all with cards. And he's just taking cards, like the end of Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd at the stock exchange. It was nuts. And then from there on, you've been a fucking superstar.
No, but kind of.
You're on Billions.
Yeah.
You got your own show on comedy on something.
It's Comedy Central Radio with Big J.
Right, that's a hit. 2 years, just went 4 days.
Yeah, I put it all on this podcast. That's what lifted me up.
Yeah, I didn't get shit. I'm still here doing this.
This is actually a lot of fun.
Sure is, unless you're one of our managers.
Oh, they fucking blow.
Yeah.
How rude is that? Who the fuck leaves? That's the story of my life, though. If I did a show with, I remember doing a show, they had Robert De Niro was there. They're like, Robert De Niro's downstairs at the Comedy Cellar, and he's watching comics. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be great. I go on, as soon as I get up, Robert gets the fuck up and walks the, in the middle of my first joke, walks out, didn't even give me a shot, and just leaves.
Well, I remember that night. He probably had to be somewhere.
Or he saw it. He goes, yeah. I've seen enough.
You know what? You know what they've always said about him too, right?
What?
Perceptive. He can just look at any situation and know it immediately. This is not for the American public. This is not Goodfellas, you know? And then he was gone.
If he saw my stand-up, he would have liked it.
Yeah.
I remember the guys from Conan did it.
Mm-hmm.
They got up. I did an audition. As soon as it was my shot, they got up and walked out of the fucking room.
Right.
Every time people walk out.
So now, you're not going to like what I'm about to say, because I have to go.
You should have just got up and walked out.
I have to eat dinner and take a nap for my show. I have a show tonight. I'm exhausted.
You don't have to eat.
I do.
Why?
Because I'm hungry.
So you can't wait a couple minutes?
Can you imagine a world in which Robert Kelly was telling you that you don't have to eat?
I really am just lobbing shit up for these assholes to hit out
like
of the park.
A world where a bird says don't chirp.
you'd know about birds.
Uh-oh.
Bobby, your trigger's happening.
Oh, shit.
People are leaving.
All right. See you later.
Two more managers.
Ladies,
up and moving.
I'll see you outside. Where the fuck are you going? Where are you going?
Tell them where you're going. To laugh.
Where are you going?
They got to go feed Jim and tuck him in.
Variety's what?
Top 10 comics that aren't in this room.
It doesn't get good.
Oh, the top 10 comics? Are they really top 10 comics?
Yeah, you can stay here and watch the bottom six. Yeah. All right, buddy. I'll see you later. Give it up for Jim Norton, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, all right, buddy, I love you.
Can I plug something for Jim, too?
Don't forget your phone.
Can I plug something for Jim? Jim's going to be appearing tomorrow night at Comedy 101 at the Mainline Theater with Jimmy Schubert and Dan Soder. And it's going to be what would happen if open mic comics walked into this fucking
room? I've done Comedy 101, and I have to be honest with you, Ronnie. Yeah. It's the meanest thing I've ever done. And I'm talking meaner than any O&A show I've ever been on.
Yeah.
Meaner than any roast battle thing. We did Comedy 101, and I felt fucked up after.
But here's the...
Can you explain what it is?
Well, it is basically open mics, and three mentors sit there and give them advice, and it's the same kind of advice that was coming back here. But Bobby said to me twice, this is the meanest show, but each time he probably talked 70% of the time. He's fucking so fast and brutal. And when it was you and Voss and Bonnie, even I cried.
Well, here's the... You get a bell, and the comic comes up, and I said, the comics know we're doing this. Oh, yeah, the comics know. They lied. The comics thought they were just going up and doing a set. And we were just, their comic idols were there to just support them. They gave us bells. They go, ring the bell when you have something to say about their act. And then someone said, ring it a lot. You don't tell three assholes. So these poor kids were coming up, and they were nervous as fuck. We're sitting there with bells. Ronnie brings them up, and then they'd start out, and we just ding, and they'd be like, huh. And then they'd have to go back into their act, and then ding. I remember the worst thing. This is one of the worst things I've ever been part of. There was a guy with a brain injury, right?
He didn't start the set that way. He ended up with a brain injury.
There was a brain injury, and the guy at the end of the show was making a speech about brain injuries. And I'm not mocking him. I'm going to just talk like him so you know how. He was like, it's very hard with brain injuries to... You know, we have to make sure. And Bonnie went, ding. I can still feel it in my heart.
Oh, man.
It's the funniest thing ever done and the meanest thing ever done at once. And I laughed, but I immediately knew I was going to hell someday.
But in your case, Bobby, not only did you ring the bell, but you threw it, the bell, at one fucking
kid. This guy sucked. This fucking guy sucked.
That's what about Bobby. He's nice. Then you push him to a point. He goes, well, they're all garbage. Of course I jumped in.
Oh, this guy stunk, and he was cocky, and I threw my bell right at his fucking head. But wow, that guy's big. Hi. How you doing? Football player?
Nope.
Basket?
He's keeping a pet mouse so no one step on it or he'll fucking lose his shit. It's a Green Mile.
Spits of bees.
It's a Green Mile reference.
Oh, we got it. Yeah. I'm just making sure he's laughing.
He's not. Ding.
I'm just hoping C-3PO knows a little kung fu. All right. Well, this has been a great show. I thank you guys for coming out. You guys who know, though, you know what, dude. Podcast. I love you to death. But thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate it. This is my second time doing this up here. Every time you do these things, I don't know how you feel, but I always feel like no one's going to show up. No comic's going to want to do it. It's just going to be me in some fucking room with two fans. But... It was good. People like to show up.
It actually sounds like a fun time. Just do a meet and greet with two people.
Yeah.
You make me sick.
What?
You're just so positive. The glass is half full.
Right, I'll be next time. Negative, great. Dan?
Yeah, go. Do it.
Yeah, dude. Next time you should just kill yourself.
Whoa. Negative,
I like
Dan.
That Dan better.
Too much.
That's too negative. Much.
Pull it back.
I like that Dan better.
All right, pull it a little back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Try it again.
You should fucking hurt yourself.
That's better. We'll work on it from there.
I like it more than fucking, hey, sounds like a good time. Just you and another person sharing thoughts.
Maybe I just see the positivity, bro. I don't.
You're not. You're a negative person, too. You're an angry guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 0-60, baby.
Yeah.
It blows up when I don't want it to. There's a lot of wall punching going on in my apartment.
Really? Do you punch the wall? Is that your thing?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I stopped doing that a long time ago.
Cool. I get it. You just hipstered me with wall punching.
I used to do that back in the 90s. Drywall wasn't affordable.
I do it now and I hit studs and hurt my hand.
All right, Ronnie, you got your 101 tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Mainline Theater, all you guys are invited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's the funniest. Listen, it's mean, but it's fucking hilarious. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever been a part of.
You got local comics here?
Yeah, found doing? Local oh, cool. Montreal comics. Oh, the guys please. You took out for dinner the other day or for dim sum or whatever you did, we're fucking bringing them up and putting the boots to them. But,
bring them up and put the boots to them.
Did you bring the bells?
Yeah, we brought the fucking bells. Yeah.
Oh. I'd love to see that at customs. Like, what's this for? Like, yeah. ruining dreams?
Yeah. Making people feel shittier than they are.
Dream killer is what it is.
This brings people back to earth.
Yeah.
All right, what shows you got? Your nasty show tonight. You're hosting worst host in the world.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, literally brought me out the first night, 1,500 people. This guy, he's good in New York. People like him in New York.
I said one of the best comics in New York.
And he does a podcast. I literally walked out to people going, what?
That is the new clubs and colleges.
It was.
I said the name of your podcast, though.
Yeah, I know, but it wouldn't have been funny if I said what you really said.
You're like, you know I have a TV show? I'm like, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, neither did the fucking people watching it because it got canceled. That's why my manager's out. If I was still on TV, he'd be sitting over there chuckling at all my horseshit.
They're at Variety right now, just rushing over all those people.
Oh, he's got Jared Fried, the new guy. He killed it on New Faces. He's fucking gone. Yeah. He's with the young, hot new comic. He's got fat old Bob.
He goes, Bobby, I heard the funniest thing at the Variety party. That's just what he's going to say.
What, buddy? I was letting you go. Just keep going.
I was
going
to say that.
Okay.
All right.
That's as far as he had in his head.
Hey, you can always fizzle out.
Wow, you did.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Fuck dim sum.
Hey, he's sitting right there.
Not it.
Oh, I've got to get you confused.
His name's C-3PO.
Dude, okay.
You guys are...
Sorry, bro.
His name is Rev-D-A-B-D-A-R.
That's his last name. Last name?
Jude.
Sorry.
Jude.
You have to lick your lips. Ari's hosting the show. I got one last one, but you're going until Saturday, right?
Oh, you're leaving?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Going, you know where I'm going?
To watch my double special on Netflix called Double Negative.
Boom!
I'm going to guess that's actually not where you're going.
I am going to watch it this weekend.
Okay.
I watched the first half last night.
You didn't watch it.
I absolutely did not. me and Paul Verzi, we play this game called How Long Can You Last? Where we go into my shed, light a cigar, and we watch people's Netflix specials. And how long can you last before you have to shut it the fuck off? Most of them are like, I'm done. Like a minute and a half in. I'm done. But yours, I'm glad. I bet we get through the first one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Which one's better, the first or the second hour?
Oh, they're all perfect, so...
Wow. Someone got a pep talk. His new special, unbelievable, one of the funniest guys ever. Funny all over the world, not just in New York and L.A. Ari Shaffir, thanks for coming on, buddy. Dan Soda.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
What do you got, buddy?
I'm hosting two shows tonight. Host with the Most.
I'm on it.
With Ari Shaffir on the 7 o'clock one.
Yeah.
And then... Comedy 101 tomorrow night.
You're doing it.
Yeah. And
are you going to be able to be mean?
He was there from the beginning. He's fucking vicious.
Yeah.
Soder's vicious in the show.
I'd love to see Nice Dan just giving him massages and stuff. Like, you're all right. Get back
I go, you know what? You're going to get them next time. And fuck bells. I think of myself as a circus bear, Robert. Pretty nice. But you poke me a couple times and I'll tear your goddamn head off. But I could ride a bicycle like a motherfucker.
Dan Soda is my favorite. I fucking love you.
I love you too, Bob.
And I'm going camping tomorrow, Dan.
Cool.
By the way, going in the woods. I rented a house in the woods.
Yeah, you rented a house. You're not sleeping in a tent. You're not an outdoorsman.
The fuck? It's still there's woods and bears.
Do you understand that this Marriott is 15 miles away from anything else?
It's not a Marriott.
It's a fucking courtyard, Dan.
Buddy, it's not a courtyard.
It's a fucking former Marriott.
Buddy, it's a house in the woods with a fire pit and cable and TV and Wi-Fi.
There we go.
But I'm going fishing. But I fly fish.
I know that. That's true.
Right?
You're going to the market to get a fish.
No, I'm a fly fisherman. I'm an angler. I fly fish all the time. I got all my stuff with me. I might not fit into my waders this year. I might I hate fat on fat crime, by the way. It really bugs me.
I hate fat on
fat. I'm an outdoorsman.
No.
I know how to make a bow and arrow.
No, you do not.
You're not. I do not.
Okay.
No, you do not.
I know. If I make you a bow and arrow, I get to shoot you with it. Sure.
Deal.
Do it. Yeah. All right. Do it.
I really had to think that out, and I'm like, I don't see any situation. I just did all the odds. You guys, dude, there would be nothing funnier than watching you get frustrated with a bow and arrow that doesn't work.
Fucking dude, fuck, dude. Fucking dog, get in here, fucking bow and arrow work.
This dick is all fucked up.
Dude. Do it. Make a bow and arrow, Rambo. Let's
Buddy,
see how that goes.
Listen,
how long to dry the cat gut? How long do you have to do to make this bow and arrow?
You know, I'm not going to use key. I'm not making a bow and arrow from the fucking 1800s, you asshole.
What are you
I'm
saying?
I'm making an updated bow and arrow with twine and a stick.
Twine? Twine? How's that updated? How's that updated?
You don't think the Indians had twine before they had fucking catgut?
I am so confident that you will not be able to make a bow and arrow now.
Dude, I've made many a bow and arrows.
You've unwrapped some bow and arrow.
In the hallway, find me an Indian. Not the Russell Peters, the bow and arrow.
The bow and arrow kind.
Yeah, the bow and arrow kind. I need to, go get me an Indian.
Sure.
Dude, I'm a fucking outdoorsman, whether you like it or not.
Cool.
Do you understand if the apocalypse happened right now?
You'd be fucked.
You'd be dead.
Yeah.
You have nothing to offer except chuckles.
Yeah, exactly. I'd buy a pack of Camel Lights and watch the world burn, baby.
I'd go in the woods with Ari and fucking survive.
Dude.
And I bring Mike Wood, too. He's got a bunch of guns.
Dude, don't think this is going fucking airplane survival mode. You're getting ate first, bud.
Buddy, you're the first one. No, I'm not
getting. When it goes to cannibal. You're out
so
plump. No, I'm not. You're
so
dead.
Tender.
You're dead. I'm going to... Yeah. Norton's... First of all, Norton's the first one. No one needs him. What can he do?
Dude,
nothing?
He'll get by. He's
not going to get by. He's going to make one shrewd comment, and someone's just going to and shoot him.
And then when the Wi-Fi's down, you're fucked.
Why?
Because I know you.
I don't need Wi-Fi.
You'll be fucking frazzled.
Buddy, you know how to make a Swiss fire?
That sounds like someone made that up to tell you that.
I think that's what they call it.
What is a Swiss fire?
It's you know when you want
made out of chocolate.
No. What do you want?
Dude, could you just imagine a fire made out of chocolate?
When you want to cook on a, there's no stove, right? You're in the woods. You get a log, you split it in four, you put wood in the middle of it, light that, the inside, now you tie the log so the inside of the fire burns up, so the inside of the log burns out. So therefore, a flame shoots up the top and you have like a stove to cook eggs or to cook whatever you need, rabbit, if you hunt a rabbit.
You're talking about a Swiss fire.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Could you make dim sum on this, the Chinese breakfast treat?
Mike and Liar. Could you stick up for me at all?
No, I still don't believe dim sum's for breakfast.
We had one of them come in.
No.
One of them.
What?
One of
them. That's not in Canada. It's all over the world.
Yeah, but is it possible that they extended it to all times?
Oh,
so it's more of a brunch dish.
A day.
After they stop murdering.
Don't let them bully you out of this, C-3PO. Who? Mm-hmm.
We would have a brunch, and the afternoon, like a British guy, they have afternoon tea.
afternoon tea.
Yeah.
But mainly breakfast.
Yeah, mainly breakfast.
Thank you. So
no.
I win.
No, you win.
Yeah, I win.
No, I know. You win.
All right. Mike Calta, Tampa morning show. Your show is fucking, I mean, since I've known you, you were on the afternoons. Now you're the number one show in Tampa. Yeah. You're one of my great friends, and you have the best show in the world, and, you know, you're the best. And you're here. You just came down to hang out.
Pretty much, man. Oh, cool. And I appreciate you letting me hang with you guys.
He fucking came because he loves comedy so much and he loves us comics so much that he has on his show. He actually bought a ticket, flew up. What radio guy does that from Tampa?
It's true.
I'm sick of the same having the same six comedians on every year, so I had to look at some new faces.
We're the six comedians.
Not you guys. I love all you guys. All
right, good.
Even
and
Dan.
I'm going on your boat cruise.
Are you
going
to go? You see, you say that. You say that every year, but then you don't go.
I don't know if you know this, but Bobby's a seaman. He's
As a matter of fact, I am. Dan, I just went to Belgium and lived on a boat for 7 days.
Fucking hate it.
Dude, I'm land, I'm sea, I'm air.
I never said air. I never said air, you cocksucker.
I'm space, dude.
I never said space. I never said space. I never said air.
You know what happens? The world ends. I go to a different planet.
I am certified. I drove a fucking 7-ton yacht for 7 days on the canals
by yourself.
By myself.
Completely no crew.
There's no crew. Well, you need people to tie off.
He made a fucking anchor, a Swiss anchor. Do you even know what that is?
Seriously, you take two anchors, you put another fucking anchor inside that anchor, wrap an anchor around, and it fucking drops right to the bottom of the sea, dude. Right to the fucking bottom of the sea. Fucking Swiss anchor. But you don't fucking know about that, Dan. You don't know about fucking Swiss anchor.
The problem. This is why I don't like any of my friends. We got Ronnie. You got your show coming on. When is your show again? One more time.
One more time. It's
first of all your show on Sirius.
Yes.
On Raw Dog.
Please.
I mean, Ronnie, I'm gonna suck your dick for a second.
Go ahead.
One of the funniest guys ever.
Ever.
Everybody great fucking show. Loves you.
Stop.
And you're one of the funniest.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm telling you.
Just come out tomorrow night. Don't fucking
and I've tried
come
to
out.
Become support. I've tried to become closer friends with you, but you won't have it.
I don't like you in this environment where we're performing. I don't want to be away from microphones and you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I want to love you this way.
Bobby,
oh, we're doing a show.
You're too busy out in the forests and out on the sea. It's hard to have a real connection with you.
I've tried, like, I've like, hey, want to go smoke a cigar? Yeah. You're like, no.
I do that. No. I do.
Yeah, you're like, no, yeah. I'm good. Yes. And then when I don't even, you know, I don't even have your number.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded.
Woo! C-3PO, are you doing anything tonight? Want to get some dim sum?
This time?
What?
I'm going to Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Good choice.
Not even fucking who will go out with me.
Good choice.
Well, Ron, you got your show on Raw Dog, which is, we love it.
Yeah,
I love
thank
it.
You.
And then you got your show tomorrow night at the theater. What's the theater again?
It's the Mainline Theater. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
And it's 11:30. You guys got to come out. It's going to be hilarious. Wait to see Norton in this show. It's going to be white heat. Dan is the grandfather of the show. He's done it more times than anybody else.
Yeah.
But the first time, my old buddy Jimmy Schubert is going to be here.
Love Jimmy Schubert.
Yeah, Jimmy Schubert.
Killer.
Love Jimmy Schubert.
And I saw him last night. He's like, I know him. So I'm like, yeah, that's going to go great, Jimmy. Thanks.
I want to thank you guys for coming on. Thanks for doing this. Taking an hour out of your day. I want to thank all you guys for showing up. I love you to death. This You Know What podcast. We'll see you next time. Take care.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.